Chuck.
We talking about
Charleston.
The Charleston Battery.
Yeah, it's the Chucktown check-in. I'm Eric Quintana, and joining me, as always, the Sheamus himself, Mr. Seamus Grady. Seamus got acknowledged of Michael Chang being named part of the USL Team of the Week last week. Kind of missed that just because of the delay in podcast. But, had a goal and an assist against Toronto FC. Two, well-deserved award for Michael Chang.
Yeah, he's having a big year so far. It's good to see Michael getting some recognition. Getting his name out there. He's having a monster season. He's had a great couple years for the Battery since he came, and it's good to see him get some recognition.
Today, we actually found out Sean Ferguson named to the USL Team of the Week for his second time. I'm guessing it's just off the heel flick. I guess it was that impressive.
Oh, man. That's ridiculous. To see a center back, too, get that, the big guy. Get the crazy heel flick. I mean, that was just
Did you see his reaction after he scored it? He kind of like just, I don't know what that move was exactly, but it was awesome.
No, well, if you look back on a film from like last year, scoring goal, that was his first goal this year. He scored a few last year, and that's kind of like his go-to. It's almost like he just
waved it off like it was nothing. Like, yeah, I got this. Yeah. I do this all the time.
There's a GIF out there
of the goal, if you can find it. Dirty or Mouths of the South podcast, definitely that Twitter handle, MOTS podcast, definitely has it. But anyways, on to more recent events. Certainly a good way to end the week last week for Charleston, getting the result against the Wilmington Hammerheads, 1-0. We'll get to the goal in a second, but this game had a lot of nothing going on. I'm not sure why the Battery decided they seemingly needed to bunker the entire game, but that's what it looked like. I don't know if it was something they saw in the scouting or but they just looked content dropping back and trying to counter, and honestly the game as a whole was a great way to end the week based off the shenanigans that happened midweek.
Oh yeah, it was good to see everything get back to normal, settle down, and it's good to see the Battery. They looked they didn't look distracted. They came in, they took care of business. It was a little strange that they bunkered down so much, especially seeing as how there were no defenders on the bench.
Yeah,
and I figured they were just gonna throw everything at Wilmington. Looking at that lineup, but it just wasn't that way. It's like they were just sitting back on their heels almost the entire game. Picking and choosing their moments and just buying their time and finally getting that decisive goal. So it worked out. It was it's a little confusing at first, but it worked out for the Battery in the end.
It was a relatively boring game. I'll say it's the first time that I sat through that game. I was just like, oh my gosh, when is it over? Because really just a lot of nothing going on. The lone goal coming off a Justin Portillo corner kick, Sean Ferguson completely unmarked. Again, heel flicks it past the diving John Smits. A pretty ridiculous goal I'll bring up the celebration just because he just brushed it off like it was nothing. And again, so it just looked like something Sean does every day.
Yeah, it definitely did. And it was a great performance by him. The defense looked good. And, he's definitely the leader of that. Wilmington, it's weird. They almost had the bulk of possession throughout the entire game, but I know in the opening minutes they had a hard time pushing past midfield. Once they got into that Battery defense, they were just thwarted. And you got to give big props to Sean Ferguson for holding down that back line with Taylor Mueller out with an injury still. Forrest Lasso doing a good job of stepping up too.
This is one of those games where that possession, leading the possession, means absolutely nothing. They had 5 shots total and none on goal. So it tells you just how, I guess, reliable those possession stats are. I think everyone's kind of has an understanding at this point, but I think maybe a few years ago everyone was under the impression if you possess the ball enough, you ultimately win the game. Definitely not the case in this one. A relatively easy night for Odisno Cooper, who got the starting goal. Second half was a little chippy, but that's just maybe how these rivalry games go, Seamus.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, you got that Southern Derby, and it's it has a history of getting chippy between these two teams, and you could definitely tell as Wilmington had the ball more and they just kept shooting and missing, the frustration started mounting up. You started getting those dumb fouls, started piling up, and eventually you had that red card there at the end, the sending off.
No Obi Woodbine and Taylor Mueller in this one. We mentioned that they only brought four defenders with them, which is a little strange. Any reason they didn't make the trip?
Well, right now, the only other center back we have right now is one of the academy signings, and I know he was on the team sheet for the Villages match, but I think we're just not rolling too deep in the defenders right now. So with Mueller being out, you know, Forrest Lasso was kind of our go-to sub. So with him being out, we're just not rolling deep at on the defense right now. So not sure what the severity of that injury is to Taylor Mueller's foot. We haven't heard much about it, but hopefully we can get him back here soon.
He did a tweet out at one point. He was obviously watching the game and made a pretty direct comment to the commentators who weren't the best.
He wasn't too impressed with Wilmington's broadcast team. Which, you know, it was a little rough. You know, I'm not gonna beat those guys up. You know,
I know it. Yeah, I know it can be tough sometimes. I mean,
you know firsthand how tough that can be. But it was a rough broadcast, but that's pretty normal for USL. You know, it's pretty inconsistent. It's a mixed bag what you're gonna get week to week.
I was just surprised. I think Obi Woodbine, who looked so good in the last match he played in, didn't make the trip. And I don't know. Did you hear anything from coaches or?
We haven't got any word on what was going on with that. I know it got brought up on Twitter. A lot of the Battery supporters were tweeting at me saying like, "What's going on? What's going on with Obi?" And you know, I'm not really sure. We haven't heard anything about him being injured. We really haven't heard anything from the Battery about it. So I don't know if they're just resting him or what's going on.
I'm wondering if that's something that is something midweek internally that happened at practice, or who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
We can only speculate at this point.
Yeah, based off his play, I don't know why he wouldn't have made the trip. But, you know, that's hopefully we find out soon enough. Guerra got the start for the first time in over a month. How did you think he looked?
Well, you know, I think he definitely looked like he was coming off an injury. He didn't do anything that that really jumped out at me, either good or bad. It was just good to see him back out there because, you know, just before he got injured, he was playing a really big role in moving the ball through midfield. And I think he was they really need him in the attack for sure. But it was good to see him back. You could tell he's maybe not quite back up to match form, but it's good to see him back out there.
That back line had a strong showing yet again. They recorded their fifth clean sheet in 10 matches. Obviously, Ferguson had the goal, but it's a good way to bounce back, specifically when it comes to that back line, from everything that transpired against the Villages SC. And you know, it's good to see get another clean sheet, considering, you know, some of the bad performances we've seen recently.
Yeah, definitely. You know, because it for a while there, when we were getting, it was starting to look like the battery were starting to slide down the table. You know, a big part of that was definitely some inconsistent play by the back line, and you know, just coming into this game, it was definitely going to be a test. This isn't the same Hammerheads team that they played in that first game. You know, they picked up a few players, most notably former first-round MLS draft pick Casey Townsend, who's definitely a goal-scoring threat. Last played for Oklahoma City, and they picked him up a couple weeks ago. So we were definitely looking out for a Wilmington team that would be much more a threat goal-scoring. And the Battery did a great job of, you know, just shutting them down every time they got into the attacking third.
The Battery improved to 5-2-3 with 18 points in USL play. Good enough for that third spot on the table. 3 points behind the Eastern Conference leaders, Louisville City FC, who, conveniently enough, is who the Battery take on next week at home. A win against Louisville would propel them to second place in the Eastern Conference, tied in points with Louisville City, but probably won't overcome a four-goal differential to solidify that top spot. It's good that they're this high up the table, considering the, I guess, the fluctuation in play and how kind of rocky this start of the season has been. At least to me, it's good to see that, you know, we're still fighting for that top spot. And depending on how the game goes, we could be, you know, the top of the table in the Eastern Conference after after this game.
Yeah, definitely. We're back within striking distance, you know. Yeah. And, you know, we talked before, things started to look a little bit iffy after that Bethlehem match. You know, you had to drop that game in Rochester. It was a bad performance, and it looked like they might be sliding down the table. But, you know, just, you know, the team that we saw early on in the season and in preseason, we knew they were perfectly capable of being right in the mix of things in the East. And it looks like they're back to performing at that level.
Right.
And, you know, they were dealing with a lot of injuries. You know, they had to shuffle around the lineup a few times. You know, you had Guerra injured, and another guy who we got to see back in this match, Eviel Cordovez, mm-hmm. made his return. He came in late as a sub, and it's definitely good to see him back on the attack for the Battery. He's definitely a big goal scorer for sure.
You can see the Battery take on Louisville City on YouTube at 7:30 this Saturday, May 28th. Hopefully we see just an overall all-around good performance. Hopefully it's something that we look back against, you know, the best team in the Eastern Conference right now and think, okay, even if we get a draw, even if we lose a close game, at least we can say, okay, well, you know where we are against the best team in the league right now, or in the Eastern Conference right now. So we can gauge the progress that needs to be made, or the progress that's been made since maybe the two really bad losses we've had, you know, early this season. Again, that's 7:30 YouTube Saturday. I'm trying to think. Anything you want to add, Jameis?
Well, you know, it was a solid win. Nothing too crazy. You know, it wasn't.
It was almost like the you know, how we treated the U.S. Open Cup game against the Villages.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot to say. There wasn't just a lot that happened.
Better outcome for sure.
I remember you were live tweeting the whole thing, and I kept thinking, I haven't heard from Sheamus in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
There wasn't a lot to tweet about other than the goal itself, which, you know.
Yeah, that provided all the entertainment exactly. value for the entire match, yep. all in one moment, and it was a beautiful goal for sure. And looking forward this week, you know, it's the biggest game of the year by a long shot. You know, you're taking on the top team in the East. You have that home unbeaten streak on the line against the best team in the East. So it'll be a lot of fun to watch, and hopefully the Battery can come out on top.
Yeah, hopefully we're talking about a good result, you know, and possibly even being at the top of the table at the Eastern Conference come next week. That'll wrap it up for us in this edition of the Chucktown Check-In. Shameless plug, we've got a U.S. Men's National Team, episode on the Mounds of the South podcast. It's kind of the umbrella under which the Chucktown Check-In is happening. That podcast happened yesterday, Monday. So if you haven't checked it out, it's a little long, but it's a good discussion.
It is worth listening to.
Yeah, it's
sure.
a good
it's a good episode.
It's a good discussion recapping the game against Puerto Rico and then previewing a little bit against Ecuador and then the Copa America as a whole. Tomorrow, Wednesday, depending on when you listen to this, Wednesday, immediately after the Ecuador match, we're going to be doing a live show. Again, you can find all the information on Dirty South Soccer, the Mounds of the South podcast, at MOTS podcast on Twitter. We're going to be doing a live call-in show in which you can basically just vent your reactions. We'll be discussing it, I want to say, for an hour or so, possibly more. Just depends. I got to talk with the guys and see what they want to do. It's the guys at US Soccer Feed on Twitter, at US Soccer Feed. And so hopefully if you are a U.S. men's national team fan, which I hope you are, you'll listen and you'll check it out. And if nothing else, you don't have to call. We would appreciate the calls. If you have something to deliver, an opinion to give us, but otherwise make sure you listen. We could always appreciate, you know, tweets. If you have any questions for us, at MOTS podcast, or you can email us at MOTSpodcast@gmail.com. The Chucktown Check-In info, you can always reach us at MOTSpodcast on Twitter. And Chucktown Check-In@gmail.com, all one word, no underscores or anything like that. So chucktowncheckin at gmail.com and send us any questions, any thoughts. Also, the Wave app. If you haven't gotten on the Wave app, that's an easy way to get in touch with us. It's a up to 60 minutes of recorded audio from your phone, from you, that comes directly to us. And every now and then we might throw it up on the podcast. We know that what's his name? Aaron from Maryland. Is that his name?
Aaron, yeah.
Aaron from Maryland. He is really good at sending us his post-game thoughts, and we played a few of them on this podcast. So, again, it's an easy way to get in touch with us. Make sure you do that. All right. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it for us. And until next time, guys, be easy, everybody. We will sing, but we are the battle.